Okay, let me remind you that the Bike-a-thon is coming up real soon. The, what is this, the 6th annual, I believe, Cerebral Palsy Bike-a-thon. Let me find the information. Yeah, the 6th annual. Every year, it's kind of a rite of spring. We all get together either in Central Park or over on Staten Island and ride bikes to collect money for Cerebral Palsy, and you are invited to take part on Sunday, May 6th. Beginning at approximately 10 a.m. You can come earlier, come later, come whenever you want, as long as you ride and collect the bucks. Starting point in Central Park, 72nd Street and 5th Avenue. Starting point on Staten Island, Midland Beach Promenade at Seaside Boulevard and Lincoln Avenue. For registration information and details, call 586-7700, 586-7700. And as usual, most of us from the station will be present to cheer you on and to do some riding of our own as well. So you can stop by and say hello and come up to us and say, how come you don't ever play? Fill in the blank. 586-7700 for information. The 6th annual Cerebral Palsy Bike-a-thon. Back to music now here at NEWFM. Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Start the talking. I could talk all night. My mind was sleepwalking while I'm putting the world to right. Call careers information. Have you got yourself an occupation?
All of us are here to stay.
from the Tappan Zee to the Golden Gate. He was an animal all the way. But now there's no more dancing, no more dancing in the street. Now there's no more dancing, no more dancing in the street. Martha and the Vandellas told you how to do as you please. When they introduce the latest record, you're as filled as a rat in a maze. They gotta do your stuff, now you're 6% dull. Whatever happened to the latest craze? Now that there's no more dancing, no more dancing in the street. Now there's no more dancing, no more dancing in the street.
Much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. She has a fit while I commit my social suicide. A dancing fool. He's a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is. Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Nope, nope, nope.
Huh?
Huh?
You're Jewish? Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Well, I don't know, Frank. You know, what else you got to offer us? Ah, your place. Your place. Frank Zappa's Dancing Fool. New recording from a gentleman that hasn't been heard from in a long time. And when he was heard from last, not very many people heard him. Guy named John Hyatt. Oh, gee whiz. 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. 4 years ago, put out a real nice album called Overcoats that was totally overlooked by everyone just about. And he's, you know, he's one of those people I figured just disappeared from the scene, but he's evidently been rejuvenated by the new wave or something like that. That's his, he's been using that voice all along. There's an obvious comparison to Parker and Costello and people like that, but that's the same voice he had on his earlier work. His earlier work just wasn't quite as rock and roll as this. It was more in a sort of a Dylan vein. John Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T. No More Dancing in the Streets is the title of that song from an album called Slug Line. Look out, Slug Line. No More Dancing in the Streets. Of course, Martha and the Vandellas. eternally dancing in the streets. Elvis Costello opened up the set for us with Oliver's Army here at WNEW-FM in New York.
Judas Priest tears off the cloth and puts on the leather. The third block cruiser by the Bashers from Birmingham, England. Judas Priest, whipping up enough excitement on stage and on record to get everybody quivering on the beat.
Cause you're the green man, Alicia, with a two-pronged crown. All my trying is up, all you're bringing is down.
Judas Priest is bent, hell-bent for leather, on Columbia Records and Dates.
Judas Priest album is available at all Record World and record shops at TSS, $4.79 for the LP, $5.97 for the tape.
If you drive a Datsun, we'd like you to listen to your engine sometime. That whine you'll hear is the sound of your engine beating the life out of your motor oil. You see, Datsun engines, like all smaller 4- and 6-cylinder engines, rev higher, run hotter, and can cause your oil to thin out. What engineers refer to as viscosity breakdown. That's why smaller cars need Castrol motor oil. Unlike ordinary oils, Castrol doesn't break down in smaller engines. We proved it in an independent lab test of SAE 10W40s. Quaker State and Pennzoil both showed significant breakdown in viscosity after the equivalent of roughly 2,000 miles. Castrol didn't break down at all. And that's important for Datsun owners, for smaller car owners in general, and even for the owners of bigger, less demanding cars who really want to pamper their engines. After all, if your motor oil breaks down, who knows what could break down next? Castrol, the motor oil engineered for smaller cars.
Lots of people who shop for stereo end up spending more than they plan to for their receiver. They end up spending more because they're afraid that a smaller, less expensive receiver won't play music as loud as they like. But that's something you won't have to worry about if you shop at Tech Hi-Fi. Buy a receiver from us that fits your budget and take it home. Then you can take 3 full months to listen to it to see if you're satisfied. Chances are you will be. But if you decide you'd rather own a more expensive receiver that gets louder or has more features, that's no problem at all. We'll give you full credit on your original receiver toward any other receiver in our store. That's Tech Hi-Fi's 3-month guarantee. It helps you stay within your budget. Tech Hi-Fi. Quality components at the right price.
And Peter and Ralph, it says here, and all the other good folks at Tech Hi-Fi in East Brunswick are celebrating their first anniversary with a sale this week. That's in East Brunswick. On Highway 18, Tech Hi-Fi. I'm Vin Skelsa. This is WNEW-FM in New York. We haven't done a Babe and Butch book report in a long time. So we'll do one right now. I'll tell you about a book I just read called Gem. J-E-M is the title of the book. It's brand new from an author whose work I've heard about, but I've never read before. His name is Frederick Paul. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. P-O-H-L. He is very well known in the science fiction field. Now, I'm not a big science fiction reader. I read it when I come across it, but I'm not a fanatic like most science fiction readers are. Real, true, diehard, devoted fanatics to the genre. So I'm not, you know, I'm not real up on it. Okay, and a friend of mine turned me onto this book, and I want to tell you, boy, it shouldn't be classified as science fiction, because the only people who read it then are the fanatics, you know, the science fiction where you got to go to the back of the bookstore, you know. It should be right up front with all the rest of the books, because it's a goodie. Gem is the title, and what it is it's an apocalyptic utopian novel about a world in the not-too-distant future where the nations of this planet are divided not by isms, but are divided by economics. which is not necessarily too far from the truth of the situation right now. So instead of there being communism and capitalism and socialism and countries aligning themselves with those philosophies, there are blocks. And the blocks, B-L-O-C, the blocks are the food block, the fuel block, and the people block. And all of the countries of the planet are aligned with those blocks. And those blocks are now like conglomerate nations, you know? Fuel, food, and people. And the nicknames are Greasies, Fats, and Peeps. Right? Okay, so, and the world is going downhill in this book. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble in this book. Bunch of folks decide to split and go to a new planet that's been the Chinese, who were part of the people block, the peeps, have discovered a new sun, a new star out there, and they call it Kung, K-U-N-G, after Confucius, right, in the Chinese. And they discovered that Kung has a planet, has an object that looks like it might be inhabitable by earthlings, by human beings. So each of the blocks sends off an expedition to what becomes known as Son of Kung. And eventually, this planet takes on the name Jem, J-E-M, which is the title of the book. Now, the most delightful part of the book is that on this planet, there exists three independent life forms that are comparable to human beings. One of the life forms is a sort of crab-like creature that crawls around on the surface of the planet. They're called crimpets. And they have thought processes, and they communicate, but they do it in a different way from us. They don't see. They don't have eyes. They see things by sound. They pick up all these vibrations all around them. So the crimpets live on the surface of this planet, Jem, or Son of Kung. Underneath the surface, there are some rather slithery, kind of rodent-like creatures called the burrowers. They live underground, and they too have a form of communication, and they too are intelligent creatures, all right? They live underground. The crimpets live on the surface, and the most delightful creatures of all are the creatures that live in the air. They're not birds. They're called balloonists. That's what they are. They're balloons. Living creatures that just float through the air all day and all night long. Oh, there is no night. There's only day on this planet. There's only sort of like a dusky red haze on this planet. There's no day or night. The sun, there's a light side and a dark side to the planet, and that's it. And on the light side, it's just kind of red all the time, because the star, the sun, Kung, is a red glowing object in the sky. So what the book is about is the interaction between the earthlings, who belong to three separate blocks and have three separate camps on the planet, and their alliances with these three different creatures that live on the planet. The crab-like crimpets, the underground rat-like burrowers, and the beautiful... The balloons are just, they're just fantastic. They're like the most delightful characters that have been created in fiction in a long, long time, science fiction or any other kind of fiction. And what the book eventually becomes is a story of apocalypse. The Earth, as I said, is in a lot of trouble, and that trouble also carries on to this planet, this other sphere out there, and then turns into a tale of utopia of sorts, and I highly recommend it. It's a delightful, entertaining read, as they say, judging by some of the other good science fiction that I've read. And again, I have to put a parenthesis here and say I'm not a science fiction buff. It's real valid science fiction. I mean, there's a lot of heavy-duty scientific stuff in the book that I kind of said, well, that sure sounds impressive, but there's not so much of it that it will turn you off. The basic story is a real good, gripping, delightful one. And the author's name is Frederick Pohl. Again, I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong. P-O-H-L, Jem, J-E-M is the title of the book, and it's published by St. Martin's. And there you have, after an absence of a number of weeks, the Bale and Butch Book Report for a Sunday morning here at WNEW-FM. Thank you. Billy Joel's Say Goodbye to Hollywood and Supertramp. That's enough, Billy. Just one song. Just one song now. Don't take advantage. Supertramp's. My goodness, what's happened to Supertramp? They used to be sort of like a, they used to be sort of a cult group, and all of a sudden, boom, explosion time for Supertramp with the Logical song and Queen's 39 here at WNEW FM in New York.
A new film by Woody Allen, Manhattan.
I'm 42 years old. My hair's falling out. I'm starting to lose some hearing in my right ear. Is that what you want?
Have you been seeing someone?
Why should I feel guilty about this? This is ridiculous. I've always encouraged you to go out with kids from your class. Billy and Biff and Scooter. And...
Manhattan. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Billy and Biff and Scooter. Knew them well. Starts Wednesday at Reed's Baronet. The new Woody Allen film, Manhattan. Also 34th Street East, Little Carnegie. And at select area theaters.
The guaranteed lowest prices. That's right. Crazy Eddie guarantees you the lowest prices. If you're looking for a new stereo, a color TV, car stereo, CB, video game, Sony Betamax, or VHS video recorder, if you're looking for anything or everything in home entertainment, shop around, get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie will beat any price you can find on anything he sells. Crazy Eddie guarantees it. And now there's seven great locations in Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Syosset, Route 17, Paramus, Route 18, East Brunswick, Route 22, Union. Remember, shop around, get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat 'em. Crazy Eddie guarantees you the largest selection and professionally staffed service centers too. The guaranteed lowest prices. Only Crazy Eddie is crazy enough to do it. Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane.
And his stores are open from 10 to 10 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 every Sunday, except in New Jersey. Crazy Eddie's phone number is 645-1196.
Here's to us, Louise.
Soon we'll marry and have our own home.
And I'll fill it with beautiful furniture.
And I'll clean it with Behold.
Behold? My mother uses Pledge.
Oh, well, my mother uses Behold, and so do I.
Yeah, but my mother...
Honey, both are fine for shining, cleaning, and protecting, but Behold cleans greasy marks better.
Are you saying I'm a slob?
And Behold costs less.
It less?
Mm.
And cleans better?
Mm.
What if my mother comes over?
That's easy.
It is?
Don't invite her.
Behold, a lot of cleaning for less money. Extra Strength Windex cleans a lot more than windows.
Clean.
Mirrors and pictures, lamps and vases, tile and fixtures, chrome and cabinets, fingerprints on countertops, clean them all up with Windex.
Discover the power of Extra Strength Windex with Ammonia D to cut greasy dirt better without streaks.
Shine.
Blenders and toasters, sinks and doorknobs, ashtrays and coasters, windows, telephones, dashboards, bumpers and a whole lot more we won't have time for. Extra Strength Windex.
And we get back to it here at WNEW FM, New York. I really like the whole Ian Hunter album, but specifically right now, this seems to be the song that I'm stuck on. Ian Hunter, When the Daylight Comes.
Thank you.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes from the second album, Love on the Wrong Side of Town. The Atlantics won last night. Frampton, featured artist of the day today. That song called Apple of Your Eye and Ian Hunter's When the Daylight Comes. Here at WNEW-FM in New York, if you would like to be eligible to win a complete set of Frampton albums, be one of the 10 winners of the day today. Simply send a postcard, or as many as you'd like, to Peter Frampton, in care of WNEW-FM, 565 Fifth Avenue, New York, 10017. Winners will, of course, be selected at random. Tomorrow, featured artists of the day will be Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, right here at 1027.
Of all imported beers, only one could be number one, and that one is the one and only Heineken.
Heineken beer, Holland's finest, America's number one imported beer. Light or dark in the green bottle or on draft. Imported by Van Munching and Company, New York.
Heineken tastes tremendous.
No wonder it's number one.
R2 is number one. If you want your hair cut in the latest style, come to R2, we'll make you smile. Our prices and service will show you how to get your act together. Come to R2 now.
R2 loves New Yorkers. That's why over 1,000 men and women a day have their hair cut and styled at R2. We've really put it all together with unhurried haircuts, thorough professional shampoo, cut and blow dry, all for just $12. R2 also does his and her perms, hennas, coloring, frosting, and hair relaxing. Drop into any one of our 8 great locations in the Big Apple, minutes from all subway lines. R2, number one.
R2 is number one in New York and New Jersey.
For an appointment, call Act 2's 53rd Street and Lexington Avenue location at 759-9678. 759-9678.
Play it safe at Stereo Warehouse. It's the low price, safe sound place.
Are you afraid of low prices? Sounds like a ridiculous question, but we bet you are, and we're not surprised. You see, most stereo stores who offer low prices offer no more than that. At Stereo Warehouse, you needn't be afraid of our low prices. Our 10-point safe and sound insurance policy guarantees it. In fact, we stake our reputation on it. For example, our low price guarantee states that we will match any documented price on any item we carry. And we carry practically all of them. Names like Techniques, Akai, Sure and More. Stereo Warehouse, 7 great locations. For addresses and store hours, call anytime, day or night. 212-252-3244. That's 252-3244. Play it safe at Stereo Warehouse.
It's the low price, safe sound place. Stereo Warehouse.
Vin Scalzo with you on a Sunday morning here at WNEW-FM. All right, we're all caught up now, so it's time for today's letter. I hope I never have to do 3 of them in one day ever again. Dear Vin Scalzo, now this is the one. This one is going to climax. This one builds into some fabulous information about one of the boys and one of the other characters that appears in these letters. So look out. You got to be prepared for this, all right? Dear Vin Scalzo, me and Rasu Kelly was Easter egg hunting last week, but we didn't even shoot one. In fact, one Easter egg, this big yellow one with a pointy head that got off a bus from Jersey, tried to shoot us. So Rasu place kicked it right back to the vile bowels of the Garden State. Hey Vin, we got this great idea for a radio station format. We'll call this station WRAZ. That's Razoo's idea. And it'll be a gimmick station, like that all-lady one, WSHE. Whatever happened to that station anyway, huh, Vin? And the DJ will be Wolfman Mozart. And he'll play all these classical rock songs, like Pete Tchaikovsky's Nut Rocker, Beethoven's A Fifth Of, Bach's Beach Boy Lady Linda, and Debussy's Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women. We won't pay these guys any royalties, 'cause we figure they're all too dead to care, you know?
for our slogan, we'll say we're the rock of class. Get it? And we'll refuse to play any disco ham and cheese ads, so that should help our ratings. Our Connecticut School of DJs says we gotta play some disco to attract the huge mindless youth market. I guess that's why we gotta play ads for three different beers in the same hour, too. Well, who likes kids anyway? We'll play what we want to, and if our teachers don't like it, we'll just quit. Unless our marks improve, we don't have to quit. Who's this guy ASCAP anyway? He sure writes a lot of songs.